You're listening to Carib Voice Radio, and this is Spirituality in the Mix of Your Life. I'm Athena Lucine, and I'll be your host for the next couple of weeks while Aubrey takes some much-needed R&R. On today's show, I'll be talking to you about everything and nothing, why everything and nothing matters in 2020. I think that it's important for us to take time to just realize that in life, there's always going to be quote-unquote pandemics, right? There's so many different kinds of pandemics, right? And things that happen in our life and challenges that really sometimes have us feeling drained and just really sometimes wondering if we really have the strength to keep going. Sometimes life have you feeling like, oh my gosh, what else can go wrong? What else is going to go wrong? And that's why I'm just encouraging you today to realize that everything and nothing matters in 2020. You know, it's been such an interesting dynamic year, between, world events, more specifically, the COVID-19 pandemic and, all the other changes, so many other changes, political and other, that's been happening throughout the world, right? Just in the U.S. alone. And, you know, there's so many things that's tempting to cause you to feel some fear, some fatigue, some depression. The suicide rate is rapidly increasing. There's so much that's going on. And, I want to offer you a different perspective. I want to offer you the perspective of, you know, just to take it easy, just as best as you can, because it's always going to be something, you know, everything, why everything and nothing matters in 2020, everything and nothing matters in 2020, because I want to challenge you and invite you to just kind of like fall into the observer's seat a little bit more and not to become emotionally drawn into the things that are going on, too much to the point where you're falling into a depression. You know, it's just the other day I was saying to a friend of mine that, I didn't realize that there was an aspect of me that was not fully living. I hadn't realized that there was a part of me that was feeling some deep sadness and depression. And just depression alone, we can talk about that, you know, forever, depression, right? And there's so many different levels and layers of depression. And it wasn't until, you know, someone shared an insight with me and I said, oh my gosh, you know, I really didn't realize that there was a part of me that was feeling sad and, you know, honestly stuck, you know? And the thing is, you know, that's why I always say awareness is key, because when you're aware of something, you can make the changes. But if you're unaware about something, how can you begin to make the changes? So it's just been, now that we're approaching, we're actually in the last quarter of 2020, and this year has really challenged us. Many of you have lost loved ones, friends, to the virus, and, or even just, you know, natural death and other causes, you know, other health issues and, you know, of course, accidents and all those other things. And, it's really tough to stay optimistic or to stay strong and, you know, keep pedaling forward when it seems like every second, you know, a friend is calling you or a loved one is calling you and telling you about someone who passed away and or about some other tragic event that's happened during the year, you know. But I would just say, you know, try to fall into the observer's seat more, be compassionate, be supportive, but be mindful about your own mental health. Be mindful that it's so easy to succumb to a lot of these negative emotions, right? The depression, the fear, the sense of hopelessness. Many of you are worried about how you're going to take care of your families, you know, whether business dynamics are not as robust as you'd like for them to be. Maybe COVID got you, or the times of 2020 has got you needing to become more innovative and creative in the way that you approach your business model. So there's a multi-dimensional facet of challenges, you know, professionally and personally. And it's you know, almost to the point where people are just exhausted. People are tired, emotionally exhausted, mentally exhausted. And, you know, people are looking for a greater direction to see how it is they're going to overcome, you know, the challenges that they're facing. And I really do wish that there was a way that I could tell you that everything is going to be back to normal. I don't think that things will be ever the way that you knew them before COVID and before 2020. But what I mean when I say that everything and nothing matters in 2020 is that you got to take it easy. You know, obviously there's been some great challenges and definite reasons to cause you some sadness and so forth. Maybe you've personally lost a loved one that you're, you know, can't even have a proper funeral. Maybe there's just been so many ways that, you know, COVID has affected our way of life. But I think that there's always going to be something. There's always going to be a pandemic or something that is creating, you know, that a challenge that's, you know, arising. That's always presenting itself. That's life. So in that way, you know, you can think to yourself or see how, you know, everything and nothing matters in 2020. Your job is to hold on to your mental health, your peace of mind, and your overall well-being, no matter what is going on. And the way you do that is sometimes you just decompress. Sometimes you need to just unplug. Sometimes you need to just have a little solitude to yourself where you're not going to talk to anyone, where you're just going to connect and, you know, just have some intimate conversations with the Creator and ask for guidance and clarity and insights around why certain things are happening, you know, and what's the right action and what is the divine order when it comes to certain things and certain situations, you know. So don't take it so seriously, you know. Obviously, you know, there's some legitimate reasons to be concerned here, and I'm not making light of that, but it's winding down to how well you can sustain your mental health. And I want to offer you the viewpoint of, or the perspective to say to yourself, listen, everything and nothing matters in 2020, because guess what? 2021 that's approaching, there's going to be challenges in 2021. We know for a fact that there's been challenges in the past prior to 2020. So there are certain things where it's like, it's new challenges, you know, like something is new, but nothing is new. It's just a new level of challenges. It's just a new set of circumstances that may have some new dynamics, right? But some things are very similar to the old challenges that you've had before. And you must fall into the observer's seat. You must be able to have a form of healthy detachment from the things that's occurring. Because if you're going to get emotionally worked up about every single thing that's going on right now in the current times, you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. You're going to become so depressed or mentally ill or suicidal or just not really able to function optimally. And this is a time to function optimally. This is a time to be nourishing your body. This is a time to be nourishing your mind and your heart as well, because those are the keys to maintaining your peace of mind and well-being. And that's what's going to be your savior, your peace and mind and well-being, and your ability to be able to maintain and sustain that. So everything and nothing matters in 2020. And I also want you to be mindful of the difference of being compassionate with someone and taking on, you know, their depression or their negative feelings around a situation. You know, I think that you should be there for your friends and your loved ones, but I think you should have something, a strategic approach when it comes to how you're going to decompress and how you're going to deal with that depression, you know, or that sad story that someone shared with you or that was projected to you that you took on in your loving nature to just want to be there for someone else. So, I mean, everything and nothing matters in 2020, you know. You have some persons who have been thriving in 2020. And a lot of times you have to ask yourself the question of, why is it that one person is thriving in 2020 and the other person is not thriving? Well, I'll tell you what, it's because the person who has that peace of mind, that attitude of everything and nothing matters in 2020 simultaneously, that person is going to have a more carefree mind. So they're going to know not to take themselves too seriously and not to take the current times too seriously, because it's ever changing. It's always changing. It is always evolving. It's extremely dynamic. And so dynamic times call for dynamic minds. Dynamic minds and with a balanced heart. Because that's the only way you're going to be able to adapt and be able to be open to the creativity and the divine guidance, just to ensure that you survive. You survive in 2020 and beyond. And not just survive, but thrive. So a lot of people take themselves really too seriously and the situations and the times so seriously, and creating a lot of extra stress because their minds are trained and programmed to think that the cup is half empty, or is the saying, the glass is half empty. I'm sorry, guys, you know what I mean. You know, if you train your mind to see things, to see the possibilities in things, the possibility of things getting better, you know, mindset is the key to forge forward. You know, what mindset do you have? This is a good time to explore your mindset. You know, are you the type of person that sees the possibilities, that has a positive expectation or a positive, you know, thought process to life? You know, do you forgive easily, and do you love deeply? You know, these are the things that's going to help you to maintain a carefree and lightheartedness about you, so that you don't take things too seriously to the point where you're holding on to things and anger and maybe, you know, some strife between you and a family member, or strife between you and a business partner, and you hold on to it for years and years or months and months. You pay for that. I promise you, there's a price you pay for that. You know, it affects your mental health. It affects your overall well-being. It most definitely affects your emotional state of mind. And, you know, I try to, you know, a lot of times people tell me that I am too overly optimistic. And to be honest, I'd rather be overly optimistic, because when I'm overly optimistic, at least my mind, you know, believes that there are reasons to be optimistic. And then all of a sudden, you know, things start showing up in my world that shows me or validates for me that, yeah, I am perfectly, you know, right on track in my optimism. Because good things keep manifesting no matter what, you know, good things, good co-creations, good connections with good people that are also not just looking to take, but are also looking to restore and replenish. So it's a balancing act, right? So I think that, you know, for me, I'm just like, I don't take anything. I'm working on it and I'm getting much better at it. But I really don't take anything too seriously because I understand that things are always changing. And I'm not going to get like emotionally caught up on thinking that, well, I need to hold on to one belief system, or I need to hold on to the any negative emotions around something that transpired, no matter what it is, because I know that, you know, by tomorrow, by next week, things are always shifting. And sometimes things shift like really quickly. And sometimes, you know, change takes a little bit longer, and that's okay. But, you know, I think that we should be gentle with ourselves and loving with ourselves. And I think that, and I want to encourage everyone to promise themselves that they'll end out the last quarter of 2020 with a realized intention of more self-love. I think we've beaten ourselves up, you know, so much throughout the year, right? So many persons have come and just have had so much fear and anxiety around things that have happened, fear and anxiety. There's, you know, mothers, fathers, even fathers who are, you know, experiencing so much anxiety around having their children home, right? And homeschooling their children. That's something that's just so drastically different for so many persons. And there's so many triggering events happening in our lives that before you know it, I mean, it's an anxiety-inducing situation. And I just want us to, I want us to challenge each other and challenge ourselves to finish out 2020 with a focus on just kind of just taking it easy, you know, restoring and rejuvenating ourselves, our minds, you know, figuring out ways that we're going to do that and what that looks like for each of us. And it may look different for each of us. Maybe, you know, for some of us, we're going to read more. We're going to read some positive, uplifting literature, or, you know, receive some information that's going to be beneficial. You know, this is an excellent time to start getting some therapy, start journaling, getting our feelings out there so that we can become more aware of them. You know, this is the time to start acknowledging, you know, so many things that we have been afraid to face in the past, you know, such as, you know, things that have happened that we haven't quite forgiven ourselves about, you know, maybe disappointing things that has happened in our life. I promise you, it's time to start doing that inner work. And if you don't do that inner work, there's no way you're going to feel the light, the lightness, and the carefreeness that you're meant to feel, you know, so that you can get to a balanced and spiritually centered space where you realize, listen, everything and nothing matters in 2020 simultaneously, you know, because it's like it's a new day. And in the new day, there are things that are similar, that are alike to other days, previous days, and there are going to be things that are unique to that day and different, right? So it's kind of like you embrace the new day with the understanding that, listen, there's going to be some aspects of today that's going to be the same, you know, as the previous days. And, you know, but there's going to be some things that are new, and you stay centered with it, you know. So everything and nothing matters in 2020, you know. Everything matters in the sense of we give honor and reverence to our loved ones that has transitioned, to the positive things that have actually manifested in 2020. You know, we see people of all different race variances coming together and uniting for the Black Lives Matter cause, and, you know, for other, you know, violations against, you know, children and other injustices. I mean, there's still so many positive things that are occurring in 2020. And I think that, you know, in those respects, everything does matter, because it's been an empowering year to catapult positive changes. So all those things matter, but then nothing matter at the same time, because you know, we have to also rest and recuperate and realize that, you know, change is not going to happen overnight. The paradigm is not going to shift overnight. It's a process. It's a journey of evolution and growth. And it requires stamina, you know, stamina on every level, emotionally, psychologically, you know, spiritually, you know. And the challenge is, can you grow all aspects of yourselves together? So I hope that this message makes sense to you. I hope that it has triggered some thought processes within you, where you can just really start becoming more reflective and retrospective, and, you know, receiving insights that you've never, that's never occurred to you about the events and the various energies that has really affected and influenced the trajectory of so many happenings this year. And I really want to, you know, challenge you to unwind, you know, focus on that self-care, you know, for the last quarter of the year, because, you know, you've been pushing and you've been, you know, pedaling so hard all year, and it's time to just relax and unwind. And for those of you who say, well, Athena, things, it's not like things are at a place where I can rest and rejuvenate. And I'm telling you that you better find a way to rest and rejuvenate, because your mental health relies on it. It's a necessity. You know, you have to find a way to take care of your mental health and do it continually. Because if once your mind snaps, once your mind goes, once there is that imbalance, that chemical imbalance, it's going to be the hardest uphill battle to ever come back. So as they always say, prevention is better than the cure. So bear in mind to take care of your mental health. Be around people who uplift you, who support you. And anybody who tells you anything negative or don't support you or try to bring you down, maybe you're in a household, a toxic situation where, you know, you and that person or persons are under the same roof and you're not able to do anything better. You're not able to do better. You're not able to be in a different space. Tune it out. I'm telling you, it's time to start getting spiritually present and aware of, you know, the things that persons say. Listen very closely how people speak to you and how you feel after they speak to you. And, you know, start placing persons in your life where they need to be. You have to do that spiritual inventory to find out where persons need to be in your life or not in your life. You know, you got to do that continual spiritual inventory, right? The inventory on your life in general, and kind of declutter your mind, clear your space, and so you can go forward in a meaningful direction, a direction that is meaningful to you, to your purpose, to your calling, to your joy, to your peace of mind and your well-being. And it could be just as simple as taking a walk. I mean, I know some of you may live in some places where it's starting to get cold. But if you're in a area where you have good weather, get up in the mornings and get out there and go take a walk. You know, take a morning walk and an evening walk if you can. You know, do things that inspires you. Do things that uplift you. Garden if you can garden, if that's what you like to do. You know, exercise, stretch your body, eat well, be in tune and attuned to you, to your life. And, you know, focus on not taking things so seriously, not taking yourself, not taking others. Don't take anything so seriously, and definitely don't take anything personal. Just live life, love deeply, and forgive yourself. Be gentle with yourself. Because if you're not gentle with yourself, there's no way you can ever be gentle with anyone else. So it's about living the model of ideal positive livity. It's about loving yourself and loving one another. It's about working continually on your mindset and breaking through that those negative beliefs and those negative social programmings that tell us that we have to be in competition with each other and at odds with each other, when we're meant to be a village, a united village that is working towards a positive and common goal of a form of restoration and just true unity, where persons live for one another, and where persons all have access to well-being, to a sense of being self-actualized, you know, because we're all meant to be that way. And when there are negative or limiting programmings that's introduced in the construct that creates a sense of separation and division, and now instead of positive liberty, now everybody is at odds with each other. Persons' mental healths are compromised because, you know, there's a daily living and the stress factor of scarcity. So, you know, persons are out there doing all kind of ruthless things and compromising their character and compromising, you know, who they are, their integrity and those things. And because they have been introduced to a system of scarcity and lack. When there is no lack, there is no lack. Once you have that higher mind and the allow your peace of mind, the creativity will flow to you. People will come to you. The right people will be connected with you and be willing to help you and bend over backwards to help you, because your energy is so dynamic. It's so authentic. It's so consistent. It's so real. And people pick up on those things, and people want to help people who are real and people who are genuine and people who have a good sense of themselves and have a character that is not easily compromised, no matter how hard times get, you know. So can you strive to be a better version of yourself, even in these times, even in the times of 2020? Are you striving to be a better and better version of yourself? Because that's true spiritual growth. When no matter what, your ultimate goal is to evolve into a more beautifully expressed, magnificent being that you were absolutely created to be. And can you allow yourself to grow with the challenges and the experiences that you're interfacing with? Are you willing to see things in a different way? Are you willing to see things in a more helpful way? And are you willing to change for the better? Are you willing to incorporate more spirituality in your life? More spiritual connection, more peace of mind, more joy, more happiness, more spontaneity, more passion in your life, more love. You know, there are so many persons who don't even allow these types of vibrations in their life because they're too worried. They're too worried. They're too afraid. They're too crippled and riddled with, you know, past traumas. And, you know, it's okay. You know, it's okay to take one step at a time. It's okay to acknowledge exactly where you are. Everything and nothing matters in 2020. You know, this is a time to get real, you know, get real with ourselves. You know, where are we in our personal growth, our spiritual lives? And, you know, where are we? Where are we? Do you know where you are? Do you know who you are? Do you have an awareness about how important and valuable you are as an individual, just for being? Do you realize that you deserve love and mental health, good mental health, and you know, good vibes flowing throughout your life just because you exist? You don't have to earn anybody's love. You don't have to earn good, you know, good positive liberty in your life based on conditions. It's simply because you exist. And that's the way that it was originally designed. So take good care of yourself. Take good care of the persons around you as well, as best as you can. And, you know, live in a as uplifted in your state of mind as possible, so that you can break through 2020, the challenges and all of the, you know, the happenings, you know, and, you know, restore and revitalize and energize your bodies and you know, acquire a balanced mind and heart, because that's the only way that you're really truly going to be able to experience any sense of fulfillment despite the external circumstances that are occurring in our world and in the planet in 2020. So I would love for you to, you know, gift yourself with a check-in and to do a spiritual inventory just to see exactly where you are and, you know, what changes you need to make and how you can start taking better care of yourself and how you can up-level, you know, on every level, in every area of your life, start up-leveling, you know, start focusing on you a little bit more, you know, and that's loving. It's loving to be positively focused on yourself and how you can improve yourself. So I'm challenging you to finish out 2020 as delightfully as possible, full of self-caring nourishment and, you know, being clear about who's going to be entering 2021 in your life and who is not, and establishing some healthy boundaries that's going to protect you and protect relationships and keep relationships healthy and keep things flowing. So, you know, and start examining your spiritual life a little bit more and start following your intuition a little bit more, that gut feeling that you have, that internal guidance, you know, start checking in and connecting with you more, your inner spirit, you know, your divine guidance that the Creator has, you know, created and instilled in all of us, so that we simply by checking in, by sitting quietly and asking ourselves the investigatory questions of what's the next step? What do I need to do? How do I respond? And what do I do in this situation? You have all the answers you need. You absolutely have all the answers you need. And this is a time for you to start activating your intuition. It's time for you to start activating those extrasensory perceptive abilities and start trusting yourself more. When you feel a gut feeling not to go somewhere, why would you go? That simply means you don't trust yourself and you're not even aware of how the Creator has instilled an internal guidance system within you, an intelligence within you that you ignore because you don't value yourself. You don't value yourself enough to understand that you are all you need and you have everything that you need right within you. All the answers you need for any challenges and problems in your life are right within you. You just have to sit and become more connected and in tuned with it. So it's all about a gentle and really not so gentle invitation to connect with yourself more, connect with your spirituality and your relationship with the Creator, so that you can always be in the knowing of everything that you're needing to know, that you don't have to check with anyone else. All you have to do is sit quietly and, you know, in a conversation with the Creator, an internal dialogue back and forth with the Creator, asking questions and, you know, that's going to allow you to arrive of new insights and awareness. And if you are interested in learning more about how you can connect with more spirituality in your life, your intuition, how you can activate your intuition, how you can become more intuitive, how you can become more aware of maybe possibly some prophetic dreams that you may have on a regular basis, and learning more about that spiritual connection and how that can benefit you in your life and bring you more peace of mind, harmony, inner joy and happiness, and, you know, bring you total transformation, radical positive transformation just by your own spiritual growth. You can go to blossominginnerspirit.com. That is blossominginnerspirit.com. It's a group program that has a model of not only a self-paced modules that you'll learn more, you'll start tapping more into your inner spirit, the guidance and, you know, how to exactly do that. But then there's also a group feature where you can, you know, get live coaching. You'll be supported by a community in a sacred space so that you can feel more comfortable in experiencing more spirituality in your life and a sense of camaraderie with others who are also interested in activating more spirituality in your life. So go to blossominginnerspirit.com. It is a program that I have created with you in mind for persons who really want to understand themselves and incorporate spirituality in their life more, spirituality in the mix of their life a bit more. So yeah, that'll be interested, and I'm quite proud about that. And you know, the feedback that so many persons have been sharing about how the program has transformed their life. So that is, go to blossomintheinnerspirit.com and get on, scroll to the bottom of the page and register for the waitlist for when the program reopens for new enrollment. So as always, this is Athena Lucene, and it's always my pleasure to share my spiritual insights and, inspiration for persons who are looking to experiencing themselves more openly and fully to life for more meaningful soul nourishment. So it is my absolute joy to be here with you and to share this message with you. And I hope you enjoy the show. And we absolutely want to hear your feedback. So you can email comments to aubreyspeaks@gmail.com. Maybe you've had some, you know, personal experiences that really resonated with you based on something that was said during the show that you want to share a comment or a feedback. By all means, we look forward to hearing from you. Simply email, send your comment to aubreyspeaks@gmail.com. And we look forward to receiving that. So that's it for now. I'm Athena Lucene, signing off. This is Spirituality in the Mix of Your Life. Abundant blessings and blissful moments.
Carry Voice Radio.
Believe it.